right, this fucking podcast ain't gonna record itself. I guess I better just get the fuck up on it. I have to actually do something. Hey, good morning, children. It is morning. You are children. Actually, you're not. If you're listening to this podcast, you're probably one of the few adults out there. It is 06:21 in the morning. Great One's got some coffee in his Supergirl coffee cup. Say, Great One, what happened to the Alice in Wonderland coffee cup? Well, I left that back in Colorado for a couple of reasons. Well, actually, just for one reason. And maybe I'll tell you about that if I remember after we get through the intro. I got a list here of stuff I'm going to talk about. This is just going to be one of those podcasts where I'm going to talk and I don't really know where we're going to end up. Anything could happen. You can shove your opinions up your ass the way Biden's cock is something to keep it company. Some people say, well, Great One, when Camel Toe Harris becomes president, are you going to say Camel Toe Harris shoves her cock up your... Well, I could, because she might have a cock. I mean, she could be a tranny. That would be inclusive, right? Even if she's not a tranny and she doesn't have a cock, maybe she can still get a strap on. Hey, good morning, children. I already said that. This is... What is this? Oh, yeah, this is that thing that I do. Hey, what's up? Yes. Oh, God. It is Monday morning. That thing, last week, you got those... You got those three episodes of Yes, All Women. And each one of those, I got up in the morning and I recorded that. And I posted it, and then I went to the gym. And that actually worked out much better than I expected it to. Because I did that on Monday as like my Hail Mary, because I didn't have anything for Monday. So I was like, fuck, I could just knock out a podcast for today. What can I, you know, what? So I, what can I do that's really easy? Is E-Gene, I'm going to be so sad when I run out of E-Gene columns. Because I mean, damn, like anytime I'm not in the mood for podcasting, or like I don't want to have to do any kind of preparation, which shockingly enough, I mean, sometimes I do actually do preparation for the podcast. I actually have stuff prepared and look things up and shit. And I need to do a lot of things today. Among them are playing Star Wars and also finishing Columbo. I started an episode of Columbo last night, got about halfway through, and I was so tired. I had a good day yesterday. I was so tired. It was like 8:30. I'm like, fuck this. I'm going to bed. Like I tried playing Star Wars. I played for like 20 minutes. I was like, man, I am just not even into this at all. I'm not having any fun. And I mean, I wasn't into it, right? You know what I'm talking about. You've been there. I wasn't in the zone. I just like, well, you know, sometimes I sit down and play Star Wars. It's like, man, I'm just having a great time. And it's just like, ah, it's like going through the motions. That's how I was going through the motions. I'm like, all right, like I'm not going to sit here and play the game if I'm not enjoying it. So I fired up an episode of Columbo, then watched Columbo in a couple of days and got halfway through it. And I was just so fucking tired. Like, screw this. I'm going to bed. So today I'm going to play some Star Wars. I'm going to finish this episode of Columbo. I'm going to record. Excuse me. I'm going to cough in the microphone like a fucking amateur. Speaking of amateurs, Neil Young telling Spotify if they don't take Joe Rogan off, he's gonna take his music and go home. I mean, how did that turn out? I don't keep up with anything because it doesn't matter because we're in the retarded dystopia. But I mean, Jesus Christ, this is where we're at. You know, it gets more and more retarded all the time. I wonder what Spotify said. Because I mean, and I wonder if Neil Young realizes that there are people like me that like Neil Young's older music. Now, You know, and this, see, I'm already talking about all this stuff that I didn't want to talk about. Beer, let me talk about beer real quick, because God forbid this not be a completely chaotic fucking podcast. Hang on 1 second. As I'm sitting down, I had to reach over here and get, so yesterday, I'll probably forget. Great, I mean, so far I've talked about nothing on my fucking list. This is the worst ever. Every podcast I do is the worst ever. So yesterday, oh man, the weather. God, the weather here in South Dakota has been fucking beautiful. It's been like upper 50s for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and today is Monday. It's supposed to be the same for 4 days now, assuming that today turns out the way the forecast says. We've had temperatures in the upper 50s, lower 60s, and sunshine. Ah, it's fucking fantastic. Tomorrow, Tuesday, it's supposed to be like 20-something degrees or some shit. And we're going into a cold snap until like Monday-ish we're supposed to pull out of it again. But it's been a very mild winter. I came kind of just mentally prepared for having snow dumped all over me and being fucking trapped and not being able to get out of the house and all this other stuff. And this has been great. So yesterday, I did some shit. Okay, so yesterday, God damn it, I'm going down so many tangents in my fucking brain. This hurts. So yesterday, which was the day before today, that's why it's called yesterday. What did I do? I repotted my plants. I got these palm trees. There's six separate plants. They're all in one pot. And I got these many years ago. We did an event, a Christmas event, and we brought in a fuck ton of plants, which we did a lot of times for, decor. You put plants around, blah, blah, blah. You throw plants around the fucking room. You guys know how this works. You're not stupid. So anyhow, you know, when it's all over, sometimes we rent the plants, or we rented, because the company I worked for, Weyland Yutani, doesn't exist anymore because boomers and women were afraid of dying. And the amount of hatred I have for these people for destroying 10 years of my work, it will never go away. It won't. And we're going to talk about that when I record the podcast that I'm intending to record later today, where I am going to play for you a podcast Jack Spierko did where he talks about the Wuhan hoax, and he does this, I think it's 20 points, you know, 20 things he predicted that turned out to be true. And pretty much all of them I also predicted, or, you know, like, for example, 6 foot social distance doesn't work, right? It's not a real thing, you know, blah, blah, blah. So anyhow, we're going to have a very, I was thinking about doing that podcast this morning, but I realized it's going to be a long one. This is going to be a very long podcast because I'm going to follow a lot of fucking tangents and I'm going to yell a hell of a lot. So anyhow, back before boomers who should be exterminated and women who should be property destroyed 10 years of work that I did at a company helping to, you know, build the company up and all this other stuff, I had this job where we would do decor for parties and events and shit like that. And so a lot of times we'd bring in plants, live plants, not fake plants. Sometimes we rented the plants, but sometimes we had to buy them. It's always great when you can rent them because after you got the thing, you buy them, what do you do with all these plants? So the 1 year we bought the plants and there were these palm trees and I took some home. So I want to say this was, I think it's been like 5 or 6 years now, I believe. So this is my newest plant. My other two plants I've had for way longer than that. My airplane plant, I've had him for, holy shit. I've had that plant for probably 30 years. And then my ivy-ish plant, I've had her for, because I got her from the girlfriend who was the French teacher. So what, 10? You guys are like, we don't really care, great one. Do you have a point? Anyhow, I've had that plant for a long time. Damn it, and I cough in the microphone again. Sorry. Don't apologize, great one. Yeah, you're right. All right, what was I talking about? Plant. So anyhow, my plant, there are 6 of the palm trees in the pot, and they're getting a little big for the pot, and the one of them was leaning over to the point that the pot was falling over on its own. So I had to repot those puppies. So yesterday was a great day to do it because it's beautiful outside. Went out in the sun and, you know, repotted my plants, and they made it. Hopefully the transfer didn't traumatize them too much. So you got to keep an eye on him, make sure he's okay. Or I guess I should say they, because it is six separate plants. And the pot, I pull them out of the thing, and it's like almost nothing but root. There's just all these roots. I'm like, yeah, you guys desperately needed a bigger pot. So I got them separated now. I got three in one pot. I put the three tallest ones in a larger pot, and the three smaller ones are in the pot they were in before. So I did that. Also, so emergency preparedness, right? And I know I have put up some of Jack Spierko's episodes on preparing for emergencies. And what's the word? Prepping. And, you know, and once again, Jack Spierko, he is an anarcho-cuck. Okay, he is an anarcho-cuck. But the man is right about a whole lot of things. And if you have not listened to the episodes where he talks about prepping, I really recommend you do. Because on the topic of prepping, and it's not like prepping, I'm going to fight when the government, you know, tries to kill me, or I'm going to fight when the Soviets have... No. Like this, his shit on prepping is real and practical. And it makes much of the things he talks about, I already was doing. But I still learned some shit from him. When it comes to prepping... The man, honest to God, he should write a book. He really kind of should. He should write a book and fucking sell it. So one of the things in prepping is that you, electricity, power, okay, you should have a generator. But before you jump into going out and buying a generator, there's this first step you can take, which makes a lot of sense. And that is to have an inverter that you can attach to the generator that most people already have, your automobile. So for those of you who just don't know, an inverter, you take it, you clip it to your automobile battery, and it spits out, you know, it takes the 12 volts DC and turns it into AC, and you can run shit. Now, you can't run your entire fucking house. It depends on the... wattage of your inverter, right? What you can and can't run off of it. And it's going to drain your battery, but then you start your car, right? So the car is your generator. The inverter gives you the electricity. You're not going to get as much out of an inverter as you're going to get out of a good, you know, generator. That's true. But here's the thing. You can get an inverter for like $60. Generators cost a lot more. And so anyhow, I actually had two inverters. One of them got destroyed back in Fort Collins just because it got rained on. And you could dry it out. But you know what? With something like an inverter, after that gets wet, I'm not going to trust that to dry out and to function correctly. And I was going to talk about beer. Well, I'm getting to the beer. Well, I told you guys this pod is going to be a mess. This is just me doing a brain dump. So I had one other inverter. It's a really old inverter. And I thought, you know what? It's time for... I need to have a second one. I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to invest. I'm going to get two new inverters. 800 watt inverters, that's a pretty decent thing to have, 800 watt inverter. So, you know, your power goes out. Okay, so you got your inverter, you got your car, you got your extension cord, right? So you can, using that, you can run your freezer for a couple hours to keep your food cold. You can run your fridge for a couple hours to keep your food cold. You can, you know, you can charge your cell phones, whatever. I mean, you're not going to power your house off of this, but... anything that's really important, you can do. So I ordered two inverters from the Amazon.coms because we want to give some more money to Jeff Bezos. Because after all, this entire Wuhan hoax is pretty much, I saw a thing. I this is something I need to research. I'm going to spew off about it, but spew off knowing that I'm working from memory. And I also have not looked at this in depth, but I saw some article and I bookmarked it and I got it somewhere that claims, and I don't remember the exact number or the exact thing, but it was either that it was something like, you know, the 10 richest men on earth during the Wuhan hoax made, it was $15,000. I can't remember if they made, I think it was $15,000 a minute. If you take their increase in profits during the Wuhan hoax and average it out, right? So I haven't checked the math on this. It could be complete bullshit. I'm just making the point that I wanted to give some more money to Jeff Bezos because during the Wuhan hoax, he hasn't made enough money yet. I think he needs some more. You guys do realize that the Wuhan hoax will never go away. And one of the multitude of reasons it's never going to go away is because this is going to continue to transfer money from poor people to rich people, right? That's one of the purposes of the Wuhan hoax. The other purpose is to destroy your immune system, which we'll talk about when I do the thing with Spearco. So anyhow, I did my part to help make Jeff Bezos richer. And I got these two inverters. And since yesterday was nice and sunny and warm, that was the day to test them. Because here's another thing. And Jack Spearco also talks about this. If you're going to prep, right, you're going to buy stuff for a disaster, you don't just buy stuff and then sit it on a shelf and sit there and go, well, when a disaster happens, I have, you know, a tent. Like this is an example Spearco gave in one of his podcasts. So you buy a tent. Well, put the tent up so that you know how the tent works. And people will say, well, how hard can it be to put together a tent? I mean, it has instructions. I'll figure it out. But then as Jack Spearco points out, he said, okay, you're going to figure out how to put this tent up in the dark when there's no electricity, when a hurricane is coming, when your wife is panicking, when your kid is crying, your other kid is on the way home from football practice or whatever, and you don't know if they're going to get there, and it's raining. Okay, and under those conditions, because that's the conditions, you're going to use the tent that you've bought for an emergency. Okay, under those conditions, you're going to read the instructions and figure out how to put the tent up. No, you're not. And most importantly, and here's where we're going, what if the tent is defective, right? So with my inverters, I took them out of the box to test them instead of waiting for the electricity to go out. Because first of all, what if the clamps on the inverters don't fit on the battery terminals of my vehicles? Do you want to find that out after the electricity has gone out? Because guess what, man? Amazon Returns is not going to be working at that point. You're not going to be able to get on the Amazon.com and do a return because you ain't going to have no electricity. What about your cell phone, great one? Well, Amazon's not going to get... If the electricity's out, nobody's going to give a shit about Amazon Returns. That's going to be low priority. Now, what will be high priority is Amazon sales because that's how Jeff Bezos will be able to continue making money off of you dumbasses. And I guess I'm a dumbass too because I did it. And some of you are saying, great one. Let's examine how much of a dumbass are you? Are you just kind of sort of dumbass or are you total dumbass? Before you went to Amazon.com, in order to buy these inverters and give Jeff Bezos more of your money because he's not rich enough, did you, prior to going to Amazon.com, did you, the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, who's been on the internet since 1999, who's been podcasting for 17 years, who is right, who was right about the Wuhan hoax, who has always been right about the Wuhan hoax, who will never be wrong about the Wuhan hoax, did you... First, I'm looking over here to make sure Audacity is still recording. Did you first go to captaincapitalism.blogspot.com and click on the Amazon affiliate banner So that while Jeff Bezos is getting richer, Aaron Clary is also getting richer. And here's the amazing thing is you fucker, people will give their money to Jeff Bezos, no problem. But will you go over to CaptainCapitalism.blogspot.com and click on the Amazon affiliate link and give Aaron Clary Captain Capitalism? Capitalism, goddammit, Captain Capitalism. Will you give him a little bit of your money? No. Oh, no. We love giving our money to Jeff Bezos. Oh, he's bald-headed. I bet he wears aviators sometime. I bet he's really masculine. I bet Jeff Bezos has shoved a dildo up his ass. But Aaron Clary? No, I don't think he's ever stuck a fucking dildo up his ass. Oh, we're not going to give him any of our money. Oh, no, great one. So yes, yes, I did. Because I'm not a total fuckwit. I did go to CaptainCapitalism.blogspot.com and I did click on the Amazon affiliate link, which is there. You just have to look for it. It's buried in all the advertising. It's in there, though. And I gave, in addition to giving Jeff Bezos my money, I gave Captain Capitalism some of my money also, because I'm not a total fucking douchebag. And you guys could use my Amazon affiliate link, but oh, Amazon took it away from me. Shocking. Shocking, guys. Shocking. Speaking of that, we'll get back to the inverters in a second, and then we'll get to the beer, and then we'll maybe get to the list of things I was going to talk about today. Wait, what was I about the tangent on? I already forgot. I literally, Hitler, already forgot what I was going to fucking oh, social media. So I logged into my Cynical Libertarian Society Facebook account for the first time in, you know, like 6 months or whatever. I literally, Hitler, log into that about 2 times a year. So once again, don't send me messages over there. I'm not going to see them. And I log in and there's these pop-up appears. You know, your post has violated our terms of service. And I'm like, oh, whatever. The click here if you agree. And, you know, I realized that this is just like agreeing to the terms of service in the first place. So it's just like, click here if you agree. I'm like, fine, I agree. Who gives a shit? Right? Like, the only reason I haven't reactivated my Twitter account is that they want me to put in a phone number to verify. Like, that's where I draw the line. Like, if you're social media and you're like, oh, you violate, agree that you're a racist. Yes, I agree that I'm a racist. Jesus fucking Christ. Right? When we get to the part where give me your phone number, then you can go fuck yourself, because I'm tired of everybody having my phone number, right? I log into Amazon. Give us your phone number for advance. No, I'm not giving you my phone number. Every time I log into LinkedIn, add your phone number to your... No, I skip. No, I'm sick of giving, and yes, I can get a fake phone number. This is the thing. All of this shit, this is just nickel and diming us to fucking death. Even if you get a fake phone number, you have to waste your time getting a fake phone number. Then you have to remember the fake phone number. And you get the phone numbers on the internet, but then it sends the verification code. Now you go log in to the fucking fake phone number on the internet to get the verification. No. God damn it, no. Yes, Facebook, I'm a fucking racist. You're welcome. Fuck you. So I had two posts that had been removed because I'm a racist or a fagphobe I think it was because I was threatening to kill people. I don't give a shit. God damn it, I don't give a shit. Social media, man, I'm telling you, man, we collectively, you and I, those of us who are not fuckwits, we've got to get off of this shit. Not like we're really on it, because I don't think most of you guys are on it. Or if you're on it, you're like me, you have an account and you don't really use it. I have my Facebook account exists for one reason and one reason only. Because I can auto-post the blog post, the podcast, right? I can just auto-post to Facebook. And, you know, I've got the Cynical Libertarian Society page where they show up, at least I assume. I haven't really looked at it lately to check that it's even working. But basically, it's just advertising, right? If somebody sees it on the Facebook and they come and listen to the podcast and they become a listener, that's all it's there for. Anyways, God, fuck. Anyways, how do we get there? I think it was rich people. It doesn't matter. So the inverters. So when you're buying something for disaster preparation, disaster response, you have to test it before the disaster. You have to test it before you need it, right? You don't wait until the moment. Oh shit! The electricity went out. I need to use my inverter to run the refrigerator. That's not when you take the inverter out of the box and go out and start hooking it up to your automobile and discover it doesn't work. It doesn't fit because the clamps on the inverter are too small and your battery terminals are too big and the clamp won't open far enough to fit on the battery terminal. So I go out there to test, and that part was okay. But of the two inverters, one of them didn't work. It even has a display on it that says, oh, there's 110 volts coming out, and I stick my electrical tester in there, and I'm only getting 75 volts out of the fucking thing. I'm like, well, this is a goddamn piece of shit. So I had to return the fucking thing. So this is why you test shit. Because once again, had I waited till the electricity goes out and I actually need electricity, I go out there, I hook out this inverter, hook out. I'm going to hook it out. Hook up, out. Kind of, it's actually the same thing in theater. Because if you got like a drop and the drop is on your fly system and you're taking the drop up into the sky, that's actually called out. That's going out. And when the drop comes down to the ground, that's called coming in. So out and up are actually the same thing in the world of theater. You're welcome for that important explanation of something you didn't know and didn't care about. So I tested my inverters, found out that the one of them is broken, made in China, big letters on the box, but then everything's made in China, which is why I'm not worried about the Chinese invading us, but great one. Without the government, who would protect us from being invaded by China? Why would China invade? China owns like 10% of the property over here. Why would they blow up the shit that they own? And why would they invade us? We're already buying. We're giving them all of our money. What is wrong with you morons? Do you people like have no understanding of how the world works? You invade another country because they have something you want. Well, what do we have that China wants? I mean, other than white women. And quite honestly, they could have most of those. I only probably find like 10 women and I would keep. I'd ship all the rest of them to China. Hell, I'd send all the women except for 10 of them over to China just in exchange for a big screen TV. I was in Walmart, I think it was yesterday, and I saw somebody pushing out. This was like a fucking 75-inch television. I'm like, Jesus, goddamn Christ. And The first thing I thought was, man, I'd like to fucking play Star Wars on that. The third thing I thought was, I'd like to watch porn on that. All right, so anyway, I tested the inverters. Then I sat out on the porch for a little while in the sun, read a comic book. I'm still reading. I'm on like volume 8 or something of that comic book I told you guys about. What's it called? Black Science. It's clipping along pretty good because there's a lot of different characters and everybody's got their own agenda and there's a lot of weird shit happening, which you can do when you have a, you know, multi-universe, multi-dimensional cross tale like this. It's really good. I've been enjoying it. I also picked up from the library a collection of Supergirl comics from way back in the Silver Age. And oh man, it's hilarious. It's painful and it's hilarious. And I think, you know, when a lot of people criticize comic books, I think that they might be, you know, like the last time they read a comic book, it was like a Silver Age type comic book. because these it's so bad. I mean, it's just ridiculously bad to the point that you laugh. So Supergirl comes to Earth and Superman's like, oh, you can't reveal yourself until you're integrated into Earth's customs. And so you're going to have this secret identity, Linda Lee, and we're going to put you in an orphanage. You know, and so it's Supergirl in this orphanage and people are trying to adopt her and she has to figure out how not to be adopted. I mean, it's so bad. It's literally Hitler is unreadably bad. And so when your experience of comic books is that, I understand why you sit there and you go, comic books are stupid. As opposed to something like Black Science, you know, which has, what does it has? You know, it has, and just the characterizations, like in these Silver Age Supergirl comics. I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. It's not, I mean, it's like it's written for 10-year-olds to the point that it reads like it's written by 10-year-olds. It's just so, so dumb. I don't know of a better word for it than dumb. It's just bad. I took the book back. Otherwise, I'd just pick it up and read a couple of pages to you. You know, whereas Black Science, I mean, the plot is convoluted but coherent. I mean, there's character development. You know, there's philosophical musings. There's, what's the word I'm looking for? There's moral quandaries. You know, there's choices to be made. Each character is not, you know, like in the old Silver Age, you know, the good guys are just pure good guys and they're one dimensional as fuck, you know, and the bad guys, they're bad guys and they're one dimensional as fuck. You know, and again, this is why I always also, I praise, what do you call it? The Watchmen comic book so much. It's got the depth and the Black Science series. It's got good depth. So it's literature with pictures. And I don't know if, like, for the people who are these hardcore critics of comic books, well, comic books are stupid. Well, do you like literature? Well, yeah. Well, it's literature with pictures. I mean, what? Are the pictures too complicated for you? Yes, I understand that some comic books can be simplistic and stupid. I don't know if you knew this, but books can also be simplistic and stupid. I give you Hunger Games, which I have actually read all three books, so I can tell you it's simplistic and stupid, right? So this thing that comic books, just by the very nature of their medium, are simplistic and stupid. I guess that's what I have the problem with, because the person who thinks that is simplistic and stupid. There's plenty of simplistic, stupid literature out there. There's plenty of simplistic, stupid books that don't have pictures. And I think the reason these people are opposed to comic books is just because the pictures are too complicated for them to understand or something. Or maybe they're just fucking retards. I know in a lot of cases, they're Christians and they're all obsessed with God. And this is something I need to talk about too, because I'm fucking sick of hearing the Christians going on about God this and God that and all our alternative economy. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to explain to you why you're a bunch of fucking morons. And just, you know, basically sitting around waiting for God to bail you out, because Christians are essentially women. Women go through their entire lives waiting for men to rescue them. Christians go through their entire lives waiting for God to rescue them. Well, we'll put on the muzzle and we'll get vaxxed. It'll be okay, because eventually when we go to God's kingdom in heaven, God's going to fix everything for us. Well, I got news for you, motherfucker. And you know what? Here's what really, really pisses me off about Christians. None of this is on my list to talk about. Yes, we're going to get to beer. And then I already forgot what I was going to talk about after that. But it doesn't matter, because I'm having a good time. Here's what really pisses me off about Christians, other than everything. Here's the thing. Let's say that the Great One, you might want to sit down. Remember, this is just a thought experiment. And this is not a real thing. This is a thought experiment. What if the Great One was wrong? I should have issued a trigger warning before saying that in case anyone would be triggered. What if there actually is a God? Any kind of God, whatever. What if there is a supreme being and there is an afterlife? So when the Great One dies, the Great One goes into the afterlife, right? Even if he gets cast down into hell and burns for eternity, here's the thing. The Great One will be there with the Great One when he goes to the afterlife, and the Great One will be like, ah, shit, I was wrong. Who knew? Who thought that I was wrong? I will know that I was wrong. The people who, the Christians, and all, well, not just the Christians, the Muslims, the Hindu, well, I don't know enough about Hindu. I can't lump them in. The Christians, the Muslims, and Das Juden, the chosen people. See, when they die, if they're wrong, there is no afterlife, there is no God. When they die, they will simply cease to exist. Their consciousness just, boom, comes to an end. See, they'll never know that they were wrong. That pisses me off. Because when you're wrong, you need to know that you're wrong. Because that's the only way you can stop being wrong and start being right. So anyhow, I'm not even sure how I got there, but let's get back on track, shall we? On track. As if this podcast has a track. Oh, God. I'd kill myself. So I sat out in the sun. Oh, it's beautiful, man. Having shorts on, got a little sunlight on the legs, built up some natural vitamin C, which isn't a vitamin, not vitamin C, vitamin D, you idiot, which isn't a vitamin. It's a hormone, but we still call it vitamin D because the government decided it was a vitamin. You know, this is the same government that told you that standing 6 feet apart from other people will prevent you from getting a virus. Yet that government, the government that can't tell the difference between a vitamin and a hormone, is going to tell you it's a vaccine and you're going to believe it. God damn, you people are stupid. Fucking Christ. So after that, I got off my ass, took a shower, put on some nice clothes, went into town, went and hit a restaurant that I go to every once in a while, had some meatloaf. It was not the greatest. It was slightly better than average. I like meatloaf when it's well done, not cooked well done, but when it's prepared exquisitely. Had some meatloaf. It was okay. It was not great, but it was okay. It was passable. This whole restaurant, I've been there, I don't know, 5 or 6 times maybe. I mean, I guess there's no reason I can't plug it. It's called Shooter's Bar and Grill. Staff is very nice. It's got a good atmosphere in the place. The food so far is slightly above average. It's above average enough that I'll go there every now and then for something different. It's not fantastic that I'm like, oh my God, this place is amazing. Unlike, there's this place in town. Did I tell you guys about this? What's it called? Bone Jams? I can't remember now. It's a Cajun place. Holy shit. This is like the closest thing I have had to actual Cajun food outside of Louisiana. Like in Fort Collins, I may have told you this whole thing before. We got this restaurant called Lucille's. That's like a Cajun, but it's like yoga in the United States is this Americanized yoga. I haven't talked about this in a long time, but back in the day, I had a yoga teacher who was actually from India. He's back in India now. And like he taught real yoga, not this Americanized shit for women where you do sun salutation 10 times and then you talk about your feelings. No, no, he did like real yoga. It's different. I don't want to go into it right now because that's way too far off track. Not that this podcast has a track. But trust me on this. It's different from Americanized for white women yoga. It's different. And it's the same thing with this. So Lucille's, it's kind of like, it's Cajun themed, but it's different. Oh, this Jambone's place, holy shit, it is fucking amazing. Whew, I could eat it if I, you know, again, if I could afford it, if money was not a thing, because I can't just spend money willy-nilly, unless it's on Supergirl comic books, of course, in which case then, yeah, I can drop $400 on Supergirl comic books, because I'm a fucking moron. But I can't just go out to eat every fucking day. But if I could afford it, I would be at this place probably like 3 times a week. Oh my God, it's delicious. Anyhow, go to the restaurant, have my meatloaf. The waitress is almost attractive. She's thin, long hair. She's kind of pretty. Not very flirty. But I was talking to her and I said, hey, do you know any good breweries in town? And she told me one place that I already knew about. It's called Hay Camp. It's okay. It's not great, but it's okay. It's a good place to hang out and do work. I'm also like scouting for places in town that are good places to go if I actually just want to go to a place and have a drink and do some work. And I found a coffee shop down the road. Down the road from this brewery. It's down the road, depending on where we're going from. It's down the road from the brewery that I'm talking about. It has nice big tables and electric plug-ins and a good Wi-Fi connection and reasonably decent coffee. So it's like, that's a good place to go when I want to work. And the Hay Camp is a good place to go when you want to work. Because same thing, it's got some big booths with big tables. They got electric plugs right there. You can plug in your laptop. And reasonably good beer. But then she also told me about this place called Lost Cabin, which I had actually driven by a couple of times and only vaguely paid attention to it. And I thought, well, let me go over and check it out. So I go over to check this place out, and holy shit. I only had one, because this was my third beer. I had a beer with my meal, then I had a beer over at Hay Camp. And I went to Lost Cabin, had a beer there. Which, also, by the way, I remember when I told you, like, I hadn't been drinking for, like, a week? I had 3 beers yesterday. And about a week ago, I bought a 15-pack of Mango Cart. And I drank those 15 beers in 2 days. And other than that, I have not had booze now for probably, like, 3 weeks. I'm not turning into a teetotaler or anything like that. I just haven't been drinking anywhere near as much as I was. And it's been good. I've been more productive. So anyhow, over at Lost Cabin Beer Place, I had a Scotch Ale. It's called Red Wine Barrel Aged Lord Grizzly. It's a Scotch Ale aged in red wine barrels. Oh my God, it was fucking delicious. Whew. So anyhow, this might be my new favorite brewery. I have to go back some other time here and spend a little more time and sample some more stuff. If I remember, I'll put a link to their menu in the show notes. They have got some stuff that looks absolutely fantastic. Hey, look, I got like what? 8 minutes left in the podcast. Maybe I could do the stuff that's on my list now. All right, here's what I am going to do, though. Did I mention I'm sitting down? See, I kind of like sitting down with my feet propped up to record. It's comfortable, but it's not convenient for me moving around. I am going to regroup. I'm going to go refill my coffee cup, and I'm going to look at this and decide what the hell I'm going to talk about next in these remaining 6 minutes that I have for the list that's an entire page long. So obviously, anyway, I'll be back in a minute. Hey, look. Audacity actually didn't fuck up for once when I paused and came back. All right, went to the kitchen and refilled the Supergirl coffee cup with delicious coffee. Ranting to myself the whole time, talking to myself about, you know, something, I don't know. What did I leave off on? I was going to regroup and decide what I was going to talk about. So I totally didn't do the regrouping part. What do I want to talk about? God damn it. We got like, what, 7 minutes here? At that, if that. Boy, I got this whole list of stuff. Do I want to talk about any of this stuff? I'm laughing at my list. I can do this one real quick. So I'm on the LinkedIn thing, right? And I go in and I look at the jobs every now and then just to see what's going on. Cirque du Soleil is doing a lot of hiring for lighting technicians down in Las Vegas. I look at it. Oh, but I think now they've come up with, though, you have to be vaxxed in order to work there. But remember, guys, there won't be a vaccine passport. That's a right-wing conspiracy theorist. But anyhow, not that, you know, it's one of those things, it's like, I've kind of thought about it. Well, Vegas, I don't know, maybe, warm at least, but, and, you know, probably lots of drunk chicks, and, but then, so anyhow, that's the thing, it's like, if you're not stupid, a lot of your decisions will be made for you based simply on the fact that you're not vaxxed, and therefore you can't go to this place or, you know, have a job here and something like that. I mean, it's almost kind of like in Nazi Germany when the Jews couldn't go to certain places or hold certain jobs or anything like that. But then again, those are Jews. Who really gives a shit? Because they should be dead anyhow. Except for the hot chicks. Except for the hot Jewish chicks. Those, we just need to interbreed with them and get rid of their DNA. Anyhow, it has nothing to do with... great one. Could you do one podcast without ripping on the Juden? I mean, if I tried really hard, maybe. I mean, if you paid me, like if somebody sent in, you know the deal, guys, for $111, I'll do a podcast on whatever topic you want me to do a podcast on. So if somebody sent, you know, $111, great one. Could you do a podcast where you just don't rip on the Jews? I might have to refund your money. It would be hard. It might take me 2 or 3 attempts to get that one recorded. To be like recording. It's like, ah, shit, Jew comment. Fuck. No. So anyhow, I'm looking at these jobs on the LinkedIn, and I noticed that a lot of them say, you know, benefits, you know, whatever, retirement, sure, whatever, and this and that, and sick days. And they'll say 7 paid holidays a year. And I'm looking at this going, wait a minute, when did this happen? Because I haven't had a job that's had paid holidays, you know, in over 10 years. But my memory, which could be flawed, my memory recounts that it used to be you got 10 paid holidays a year. When did 10 paid holidays a year turn into 7 paid holidays a year? Because, you know, obviously we need to spend more time at work. We're not spending enough time at work. You know, those 3 days, that's going to increase your productivity, right? So anyhow, I just found that interesting that we've gone from 10 paid holidays a year to 7 paid holidays a year. Speaking of, hold on, I gotta see where the fuck I am. I mean, I know where I am. I can see where I am on the podcast. You would think by now I'd know how long my podcast is. All right, let me do this one because I've been sitting on this. This is from back. This is dated June the 16th, the year of our Lord and Savior, Joseph Biden, 2021. This was year 2, retarded dystopia. This is right before I'm leaving Fort Collins. I go to my post office box, and this is in the post office box. Now, just for anyone who's not in the know, another country, something like that. So here in the United States, at the post office, you can rent a post office box, right? You get a little box in the post office, they put your mail in it, okay? And that section of the post office is open, accessible, 24 hours a day. You can go into that section to get your mail whenever the fuck you want. Well, this is in my post office box. Postal customers, this letter is to inform you that starting on Friday, June 25th, 2021, at 9 p.m., lobby access to the P.O. boxes will be closed from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. every day due to an increase in security concerns. FPS, I don't know, I think that stands for Federal Postal Service, but I don't know. FPS has determined, although I've never heard it called the Federal Postal Service, I don't know what FPS is. FPS has determined that there is an increasing number of homeless people entering the building during the nighttime hours to sleep. And due to the security measures needed for this being a federal building, have decided to limit the nighttime access hours. If you have any questions or concerns, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you, Laura Denny. A fucking woman, of course. So the post office has to be closed from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. because the fucking homeless people are using it for a goddamn shelter. This is, people, why'd you leave Fort Collins, great one? There's reasons. The Wuhan hoax, the muzzling, this. I mean, the library has already turned into a homeless shelter years ago. Now we have to close the post office because we can't keep the fucking homeless people from sleeping in it. So the government, they're going to solve Wuhan. They're going to fix all these problems. They're going to build the roads. They're going to bomb other countries. But we can't keep homeless people. Why are they homeless? I mean, if you care about homeless people so much, and I'm so sick of having to alter my life and my existence, you know, for the benefit of the absolute biggest pieces of shit on the planet Earth, the federal government, and the second biggest pieces of shit on the planet Earth, fucking homeless people. I mean, God damn. So far, here in Rapid City, the post office is currently still open 24 hours a day because it's not filled with homeless people. We'll see how long that lasts because, you know, you can't stop the decay. You can't stop the rot. You can't stop the decline. All you can do is sit back and enjoy it.